Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. Our theme for today is hope. As we take the next couple of minutes to pause, let us start our time by inviting Jesus into the space that you are in. Father, we thank you for being here with us. We thank you for all that you've done and all the things that you are continuing to do. As we take the next few minutes to turn our attention to you, we ask that you would help us to surrender the things that we are holding onto tightly. I come before you knowing that I carry the weight and the burdens of things from this world. Release me from these things, Lord. Today, we will be reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. As I take time to read the scripture, try and turn your thoughts quietly toward the Lord. Invite him to open the eyes of your heart. Invite him to open your ears to hear his voice and his word. 1 Timothy 4, verse 10. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. Take a moment to reflect. In what areas of your life do you feel you've lost hope lately? What does it look like to put your hope in God in the midst of this hopeless situation? Now, let's transition from an inward receiving to an outward focus. As we reread this passage, try to think of one young person in your life who needs to hear this word. Someone who especially needs God's love and compassion right now. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. What does it look like when this young person has lost hope. What could it look like if Jesus was given the space to bring hope into the life of this young person? Ask the Lord what He might have you do to help share His hope. There is no shortage of burdens in this world. To labor and strive are not easy things. Let us be reminded of the God who is our Savior, in which we can hope today. Let us end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.